Beyrouz Boukhani, No Friend But the Mountains. The warship travels all night, so we are obliged to stay seated. They don't even allow us to stand up for a few moments or to take a few steps. We only got to stand for a short time when they sank the boat on which we came. I witnessed them putting two holes into the boat using a stationary machine gun and watched the boat disappear into the waves. It was then that I realised how modest the boat was in comparison to the ocean. A tiny piece of wood that paled against the ocean's grandeur. Throughout the night I stay awake due to the pain in my backside caused by sitting on the hard floor, bone meeting wood. I remain silent, just counting the waves that beat against the body of the boat. I have become so skinny, and this is the cause of relentless pain, no matter how I try to position myself. The next morning, the warship arrives at Christmas Island. White houses in rows along the slope of the island. White houses parading through masses of jungle. Happiness has revisited the faces of the passengers. They now dare to smile at each other. The sea is glimmering and radiating up to the island shore. The waves rise and withdraw up to a few metres from the beach. There's no even tenor to the movements of the waves. It seems that some of the waves are gathering momentum from where they begin at the shore and magnify as they shift into the middle of the sea. They are dazed, and sometimes a few waves clash, splashing, disintegrating. A tugboat, emitting black smoke, moves up alongside the ship. Weary passengers are transferred in groups of 10 onto the island's pier. First, they move the penguin, who is still trapped in coils of death. They force him off the boat to which he had been cemented. Manny, with the bowed leg, accompanies his wife and child, who cries incessantly. Our goldfisher and her children are next to the penguin and moving towards the shore. From afar, it looks as if a large community is waiting for us on the pier. It isn't long before it is my turn. I am one of the last, alongside the toothless fool, the irascible Iranian, the cadaver, and a few other young guys. We board the tugboat. The only thing I own is inside the friend of the blue-eyed boy's backpack. On the first trip, my backpack, which didn't contain anything valuable, had drifted into the waves. But the friend of the blue-eyed boy has kept my book of poetry with him, the book of poetry that I love. I hadn't been sure what to bring with me from Iran. I really didn't have anything of any value.